Welcome to We Got Goals, a podcast by asweatlife.com. I'm Gina Anderson Cohen. With me, I have Maggie Umberger and Cindy Kuzma.
Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Maggie, you talked to Kurt this week.
I spoke with Kurt Seidensticker, and he's the CEO and founder of Vital Proteins, which is the clean collagen company that we love at A Sweat Life.
And this is pretty exciting because this episode is the very first of our live podcast recordings that we did during Sweat Working Week. So you'll hear some applause and some audience feedback. And what was it like, Maggie, to do this interview in front of an audience?
It was so much fun. Kurt was so much fun to talk to. And he has such a great perspective on his work life and that he's so passionate about it. He talks about how all of his goals leading up to this project kind of led him here, and that he feels really called to be in this space and to solve this problem for people and build this product that's really helpful. But he also has a great balance of personal goals and a health and wellness mindset that seems like it would be the right fit for a company that is so health and wellness focused. But as a CEO, it's still nice to hear that he takes that time out of his day for his own personal goals.
And we've sort of watched Vital Proteins grow, and we've talked to the company and we've talked to Kurt before. Is there anything you learned that was sort of surprising in this interview?
It's always fun to hear him talk about his background starting at NASA and helping build the internet and working in e-commerce. And I say these things smiling, but they're very true. He has this incredible engineering and research background, and now he's building a product that not a lot of people know a lot about. But what I think is really interesting to hear him say now is that in the past, he has moved on to a new project once he has learned what he wanted to learn from it. And now he says that this is his calling, this is where he wants to be. And he sees this team that he's building, and it's growing really, really quickly. And now he's focusing on how does he set other people up to go after their goals and be goal-oriented in the way that works for them, but similar to him, in that they have the drive to find out more, learn more, and be successful as well.
Well, it was such a treat to have Kurt there for this event and to be in the audience when he was speaking. And I'm so excited to share this interview with everyone. So here is Maggie with Kurt.
Yeah, I said I'll be on the road. I'll be back. I'm just reaching for a goal. So don't be upset when I'm...
Awesome. So thank you so much for joining us on the We Got Goals podcast and also for a Sweat Working Week Lunch and Learn, Kurt. It's so great to have you.
Thanks for having me. I think this is a great idea. I'm glad I can participate and be a part of it.
Amazing. All right, let's jump right in because there's a lot to get going on. So Kurt, before you started Vital Proteins, which is the clean collagen products company that we know and love, you first worked at NASA training astronauts and designing missions, let that land, and also started many other business ventures, including a fresh-caught fish and steak e-commerce business. So what connects all of your endeavors?
Yeah, it probably starts with my own passion to have challenges and to be able to work through those and kind of create something new. So when I first started off in my career at NASA, my goal there was, you know, every kid probably has this dream to be an astronaut or something like that. So yeah, I kind of set the goal like that's what I wanted to do. And probably for about 4 years, I worked on becoming an expert in flying the space shuttle and then training astronauts on how to fly the space shuttle. I tend to, like, after about 3 years in my, or what I've noticed in my career is about 3 years, I master what I'm focused on and I go out and I want to seek the next challenge or the next thing in my career. And so I noticed after like 4 years there, I was ready for a new challenge. And so it's never just staying in the same place. It's really coming up with a new challenge, a new set of goals, focusing on those. If you follow the path of my career, there was always not only just taking on new challenges, but always fitness and health were always like in my personal passion. And so I went from, you know, flying simulators and training astronauts to developing cell phone networks using my software and technology experience that I developed at NASA to going on and doing investment banking and doing starting up e-commerce businesses, working, actually helped create the very first internet back in the mid to late 90s. And every time it's always just setting a goal, working on it, and then looking for the next opportunity. And over time then, after doing all this, I really wanted to just try to focus on marrying the two of what my passions were personally with fitness, with that goal setting, the challenges that I was looking for, the need to help other people, and to be innovative. And so I found myself at Vital Protein. So
found yourself at Vital Proteins, really founding.
Founded it, yeah.
What specifically brought you into collagen? Like, where did that come into play and say you found the need and here you are?
Yeah, I was looking for what to do next in my career. I had just done an e-commerce business that was the fresh seafood and steaks. And one thing I realized is it's a challenging business, right? We were doing stuff in Hawaii where we actually went down to the harbor, got the fish, and then that same day then shipped them overnight to people in the U.S. And logistically, that's a challenge. You know, keeping it fresh is a challenge. And I said, well, I want something a little more. Next business is something a little more shelf-stable and not perishable and something that would really help people. And I started looking at a variety of different opportunities. And personally, in my own life, I was going through aging, right? I was in my mid-40s, and I was still trying to run. I've always been a passionate runner. And what I noticed was I was no longer able to run every day. And soon, every other day became every 4 days or every 5 days because I simply wasn't recovering, and my joint pain and my knees would start aching after even just a short run of 5K. So I started thinking I was going to change my diet. I was going to actually go on a paleo diet, and this is probably in 2011, 2012, and that didn't quite do it. And I'm trying to look for protein sources because I was still lifting weights, I was still running, and started thinking about what protein I should be taking, because really try to get off dairy and get off of whey protein, which is like a traditional fitness protein. And I wasn't really into full pea protein or things like that at the time. And so I looked at, as I started thinking about aging and you start thinking about collagen and you start, you know, I started thinking like, okay, I know in my knee things are breaking down and how can I repair that quickly? And I started thinking about collagen. My daughter, who's a medical doctor, we kind of distilled some research papers and showed that your body really needed a lot of collagen, especially as you age. So even at the age of 25, your body needs a lot of collagen. And I started looking at how much collagen your body needed and realized that it needed probably 20, 30 grams of collagen a day outside of what it could produce itself, outside of what you were getting in your diet. And at the time, there was just pills on the market, and you need to take like 60 pills a day just to meet your body need. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I have a hard time just taking one or two pills a day. So I started looking for a way to develop a protein that was clean, that you could take in a larger quantity, that you could incorporate, you know, did not have a lot of taste to it. You could incorporate it into smoothies, you could incorporate it into coffee, and probably spent about a year developing and refining some of the processing to develop a larger form of collagen that you can take.
Incredible. And of all of these really big ventures that you've taken on and companies that you've contributed to, projects you've worked on, and Vital Proteins being this huge one now, what can you say that there is one big goal that you've accomplished above the others?
I mean, I look at everything I've done in my career, and I've always been highly goal-oriented. And I had this epiphany probably about 2 years ago. As the company's growing, I think we're about 120 people now. And I suddenly recognized that everything I had done, all the goals I had set in my life before, I had this epiphany that I was built for this. This was my purpose. This is what all my other goals culminated in, right? When I first started this company, too, I actually set out some goals. I said, and people kind of laughed at me, I said, I want to be, you know, have this many products, this much revenue in 3 years. I want to be in these stores. And I want to really get out there and tell people about the product. And virtually every one of those things, you know, 3 years later, I was like, yep, remember that presentation I gave 3 years ago? Here's where we are. So, and that's really been helpful. So out of all the goals, I think it's a culmination of goals over a whole career that, as long as you keep knocking off one of these goals after another and you may not have like a full life goal in place, but I always keep short-term goals, one year, 6 months, 2 years, maybe. You never know where life's going to take you 3 or 4 years down the road. I kind of joked around, like, I started this company because I was passionate about fitness and running, and here I am in probably one of the leading beauty brands in the country now, which I'd never planned on doing. So,
bonus. Hey. So would you say that your process for setting goals in your business endeavors, because to me it really does make sense to set your 5-year, 10-year goals for business and where you want to set yourself up for financially and in your life, how does that translate to your other goals that you have for your own personal well-being?
Well, I think in a business perspective, you set goals. You may set abstract goals for 5, 10 years, like, hey, you know, I want to get this degree. I want to be a doctor. I want to have my own business, right? But just saying you want to have your own business in 5 years is not a concrete goal. That's it makes you get lost along the way. And what I've learned is you set these goals up, shorter term goals, and they have to be very temporal, meaning they have to be time-based. They also have to be specific, concrete. And with the concrete goals, you say, okay, we need to get this done by March. We need to get this done by April. We need to get this done by October. And it's very definitive what needs to get done. Then you can break it down and say, how am I going to get there, right? And you go from more strategic goal to tactical. In my personal life, you know, I do the same thing as well. I try to do the same thing. Like, for example, like this summer, you know, I found myself probably over the past year or two working a lot of hours and not really attending to my own personal health. And so I said, okay, instead of taking a summer vacation, I'm going to actually make my number one priority working out. So I hired a trainer, I think from April to October, and I worked out 4 or 5 days a week, 1 or 2 hours a day, and that was my priority. It took priority over other things. So when you're thinking about goal setting, it's great to set a goal, but the commitment behind the goal is the key, right? You almost have to become laser focused and obsessed with it, meaning nothing else matters. I'm going to achieve that. That's all I'm going to do. So I had a meeting at 9 o'clock. I can't. I'm working out. I committed to working out from 7 to 9 in the morning. I'll be there at 9:15, 9:30. And you really kind of have to adjust and say, this is the number one priority, and then focus everything else around that. And that's what I found has been very successful in moving your personal life and your professional life forward. I even do that with my kids. My kids are grown now. I say, okay, I want to make sure I reach out to them once or twice a week, spend time with them once a week. And, you know, if I find myself getting lost in work, I always say, oh, it's Thursday, I'm driving home, let's give them a call and see how they're doing. And so it's really always having that mental checklist of what your priorities are.
Mm-hmm. I think about, and this is a little bit of a tangent from a question or a tangent from kind of what you speak about with setting your goals and really attacking them, like being obsessed with them, but also being able to go with the flow a little bit. Goals always change. And the idea of balance is something I think we strive for. So do you have to walk that line between really being like obsessed with getting to your big goal, which, I mean, Vital Proteins is a really incredibly fast growing company and it's only been around 4 years, and you can see like the momentum behind it, but then to be able to strike the balance of like living your life and having other outside goals, what is that like for you?
It's a tough balance, right? I think when you're trying to balance the goals, you do have to take time for yourself. And what I always realize too is if I don't take that time to set my own personal goals, it actually takes away from my ability to lead and run the organization professionally. So what happens is, and I found myself doing it, even though I know that, I found myself, you know, not necessarily taking all the time that I needed for myself, like, you know, staying fit, eating healthy, because I was traveling 2-3 times a week, and it gets to be a problem. And what I realize is you have to balance it out, because you only have so much energy, and it has to go to one or the other. And if you put it all in one, the other is going to suffer. And if you don't put it here, you're going to end up sacrificing on the other side. So it's always a tightrope balance that you're trying to maintain for time and energy. So,
So as you look ahead in the future, I'm sure you have some pretty big, audacious goals for Vital Proteins. What is a big goal that you want to go after, and how do you plan on getting there?
I think for the company, like we're every day, I'm grateful for what we've gotten done. I'm grateful for, I hear a story almost every day of how we've helped someone. I think our short-term goal, you know, a couple years, is really to continue that momentum and really help people. I think you know, just seeing the show of hands here, it seems like a lot of people have heard about us, but I also test the market. I go out there and I talk to people and I try to see who knows about collagen, who knows about the benefits of collagen, and I still see a smaller percentage of people who actually are familiar with that. So it's really just growing the brand, becoming I'd like to see our product in many households and it just being a household name. And so I think kind of we're focused over the next 2 years just continuing that momentum, and you'll see us. I think we just launched in Target this week. So the goal is just to continue making it everywhere available and educating people about the benefits. What I find goal setting as we get to be a larger organization, it used to be when we were smaller, you go back 2-3 years, we were 4 people or 16 people. It was very easy to set the goals and have everyone follow those goals and achieve that. When you get to be a larger organization, now it's very hard to even have conversations with everyone in the organization. So, one of my strategic goals is to really empower our employees to be entrepreneurial, but also know how to set goals appropriately. We're going through our strategic plan for 2018 right now, and I let everyone know, because it's really a top-down, like I give a big picture, but everyone in the organization has to set goals so that we move quickly, we understand what we're all targeting. And it's really the clarification of goals. So it's not like an abstract goal like, hey, we want to be like the number one lifestyle brand, because that's not really measurable. It's like, how do you actually get to be in that position? So I'm really kind of coaching people in the organization how to set those goals, how to make them measurable, how to make them temporal, meaning, okay, by June you want to have that done, right, and stuff like that. And so really for myself as a leader, it's really, that is one of my goals, is how do I effectively communicate that, how do I effectively lead the organization in setting goals. And that's my biggest challenge for this year, I think.
I mean, it's a big task because you've gone from a team of 2 or 3 in just a couple years to like over 120. So you're growing really, really fast. But when you think about how everyone can internalize like a way to set goals for themselves, I'm sure understanding like the way you work and understanding the things that are going to be your best, or understanding how you can feel most accountable to your goals. It's really like getting to know like yourself, and that is a really personal process, I'm sure. So for all of us that maybe our dream is to start a company ourselves, maybe not, but if you have one piece of advice to leave us with about writing down your goals, or like how to tap into what is going to make you the most effective leader that you can be, what would that piece of advice be?
Yeah, I think the single most successful piece of advice that I've experienced myself, or what I've learned, is, and it goes beyond just if you want to start a company, right? It really has to do with everything personal in your life, that if you have an idea and you want to achieve something, whether it's personal or professional, the best way of achieving that is just start doing it in any form possible. Meaning, if you have this goal, do 3-5% of it, or try to do it all, but do it wrong or incorrect, right? Figure it out, because iteration and failure and constant improvement and just I hate to use just do it, but just starting to do something is the key to success. Meaning, if you have a business idea, don't sit down for a year and a half thinking about it. Just go do it tomorrow. Do the first step that's necessary. Do it. If you want to change your fitness routine or your diet, here's what I do. Even when you're talking about diet, right? It's hard because I'm always on the road. I'm in meetings all day long. Luckily, I have people help me get me food and stuff like that. But, don't go for a perfect diet. Get an 80% right? And just take one thing out of your diet and do that, right? So it's always constant iteration and improvement that I think has been, the key to goal setting.
I love that. Like, start somewhere.
Start somewhere. Yep.
Go from there.
Yep.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. We have loved having you, Kurt.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
Here I said I'll be on the road. I'll be back. I'm just reaching for a goal. So don't be upset.
This podcast is produced by me, Cindy Kuzma, and it's another thing that's better with friends. So please share it with yours. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a rating or a review. We would really appreciate it. Special thanks to Jay Mono for our theme music. To our guests this week, Kurt Seidensticker, and to TechNexus for the recording studio.